Welcome to Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities.
And bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Welcome to Resettled Radio, brought to you live on Resettled Radio and by ARCC on Planet FM. And in the studio with me is Yobi and myself.
And it's our jam, you know. So today we just start up by saying, all right, we are here on the day and we just wanted to like, all right, what topic that we can talk today? And we thought about what's happening now, right?
So since we are going to the end of the year so fast.
And it's going to be a holiday, right? Because, you know, New Year, Christmas, everything is just on the way.
Yeah.
So we thought about, you know, how you can spend your time well during your holiday, right? During December, how you can well spend that.
Yeah, right? This is one of these low times where you're not going to go to work, you're not going to go to school, but you will be busy doing other things, busy with the family, with friends, and you might be visiting, you know, some relatives in the distance. So it's good to be safe, you know, on the road.
Yeah, but
and a time,
and with your family itself, and you know, and we, you know, it's Joby here, and there's Gaudluck, as my colleague is just here, and you know, we happen to be realizing that the holidays are something that we use to spend more time with your family, and when you do so, you have to be safe yourself, because you know, sometimes you're gonna go outside of your house, and you know, sometimes you might be driving at night, sometimes you might be talking to a stranger. Right, or sometimes you might be in a strange place, right, that you never wish to. Sometimes you might take too much alcohol.
Yeah.
Right, so it does happen during holidays. And, you know, New Zealand holidays are something that's, you know, even reported in New Zealand, you know, transport agency. They do report that more accidents were happening during the Christmas to New Year period, right? And we lose more than 360 people per day, per year, you know.
That's a big number.
Yeah, that's a big number due to, you know, car accidents or traffic problems. And that's why it's more concerned to us how you drive your car and how you can be safe on the roads and how you not drink too much and drive on the streets.
Yeah, right? And maybe before we get into that, maybe we can try to know where will you be in the holidays. Will you be in Auckland or you will be out of Auckland? So, I will be in Auckland.
I don't know, because last year what I did, because I really wanted to travel, because New Zealand is very unique to tourism, right?
Yeah.
And you can see the beautiful places around New Zealand itself. And, you know, as someone come from, you know, somewhere around the world to a country which is so green.
Yeah,
and
they will visit all these beautiful places that you don't even know.
Yeah, you know, I even, because have you heard about Hot Water Beach?
I heard about it, but I have never been there.
Yeah, and I was like so amazed with it, because sea is so natural.
Yeah.
And it's a hot water beach. And I was like, oh, is it really hot water?
Yeah.
And then I've been there and people were using a shovel. And then I didn't even bring a shovel. I even borrowed a shovel from, you know, random stranger and then dig up the ground. So it was so cool. It's kind of a natural spa in the beach. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. This is so unique to New Zealand. No one even know about it. And it's so free as well. You know, you don't need to pay any penny to get there, right? And you just drive with your family and get to the hot water beach and spend time there. And I was like, all right, this year what I wanted to do is I might like travel to South Island, because I really like, you know, the nature of South Island and people in New Zealand who reside here, because it's especially from resettled community, you have to try and, you know, visit places in New Zealand and, you know, spend time with your family, because I feel all the year I was studying and I was working, I was occupied with all the projects and stuff, and I didn't have a single time to spend with my friends or with my family. And this is the only time that I'm only going to have. That's 2 weeks in a year.
Christmas comes once in a year, so it's good time. It's good time to get out. It's good to be with a friend and family members. So I will be visiting some friends, but during the holiday I will be in Auckland.
Yeah, and did you ever visit anywhere in New Zealand? Good luck.
Not farther than Wellington.
Because have you heard that in Wellington they do have a seal beach? So they do have a beach with a lighthouse that does have seals. They usually visit them.
Oh,
right. And I forgot the name. It's kind of a Maori name, but it was a very unique name itself, and it also symbolized the seal visit.
Yeah.
And people go there to visit seals and dolphins. And I was like, oh, this is so cool, you know?
This is so cool. Maybe I will see that when I go back next time.
Yeah, you know, if you go to Wellington, you know, just make sure you pop in with, you know, the water cooler, you know, the water polo areas. And they do have, you know, amazing pubs and amazing restaurants that you can pop into. You know, if you're a younger person, you know, you would like to, you know, spend your time there, go to beaches, you know. Beaches are so cool.
Yeah, so cool. And this is summertime now.
Yeah, and beaches
will be in handy.
Yeah, it would be like so crowded. I can see that's why it's also important to take care of your beach safety.
Yeah,
right?
But the good thing, you don't need to book for a beach.
Yeah, you don't need to book for it. You don't need to pay for it, right?
You don't need to pay for it.
Yeah,
but you need to take care of the environment, though.
Yeah, just make sure you're being eco-friendly, and you know, don't put your waste somewhere else, and also care about the beach safety. Because what happened is, whenever that we go to beaches, we usually, you know, throw a lot of stuff on the beaches, because you know, usually that people say the garbage are almost full, right? And when they are full, people used to throw the litter around the normal area, and that's also accumulated because the polythene take more than 100 years to decay.
Yeah,
right.
Whatever you throw on the ground, you know, it will contribute to the climate change. So don't think it's just single garbage and then it will not do anything. No, it does.
It does.
So
it's going to contribute
to care of the environment.
It's also going to contribute to the accumulation of the garbage in the entire sea field, right? Because we have a ton lots of, you know, plastics are accumulated in the seabed.
I know we come from a background where we never care about the environment. You have bottles on your hand, and then you throw them anywhere on the road, and somebody will take care of it. Or it will not be taken care of, and then they will add up, and then there's a pollution right there.
Yeah, and
but, you know, now we are aware that this is not right, and we are not treating our environment right. So, you know, do your part.
Yeah, and you know, it's kind of a civic participation, right? It's kind of your duty to take care of the things that are around here, you know, take care of your natural environment. Why? Because this is something that you're reserving for the next generation, right? You have to, you know, give something to the next generation, is give the world that it was used to be. Because, you know, we are, you know, as a humans, we are so invasive to the planet, and we are invading everything, and we're also accumulating something that's so harmful to the whole ecosystem. So, you know, just be there. No, just enjoy your beach, but just remember to pick the garbage and put it in the garbage box, right? And, you know, and also remember that you had to put your sunscreen, because most often, you know, I came from, you know, a country that we never use sunscreen, but even though we have 40 degrees C, right? But I learned that in New Zealand.
And when I came, you know, I did not know the difference between the two garbage bins.
Oh, there was two garbage bins.
And then I had to ask, why are they different? Are they not the same? Someone was telling me, no, you don't put, you know, the recycling one on the other one, so they're different.
Yeah, and, you know, even for the home garbage, someone was teaching me that, you know, you have to wash the bottles if you put them in the recycle bin.
Don't leave the liquid in there, especially the milk.
Yeah.
And anything in the bottle, you know, you have to rinse it out. And
do you know why? Because I asked them here. I was so curious why would that we had to wash them and before we put in the recycle bin. And she said, because, you know, she was washing it, and she said that, you know, usually the workers who are sorting the recycling, they were doing it by their hand, right? Mm-hmm. If it is more toxic, they are more likely not to be recycled.
Yeah,
right.
They don't recycle it when there's a liquid left in that container. They will not recycle.
So because it's toxic, so
it's already toxic.
Yeah, it's already going to be mixed with the plastic itself, and it's not going to be useful for them to be recycling the product. And it's always ended up to, you know, somewhere on the beach side. You know, somewhere is going to be dumped.
And it's not a lot of job to rinse it out. You know, once you are doing the dishes, just put a little water in there, and that's just it.
Just
simple.
It's organic, right? So it's going to be decayed. You know, and just wash it off the plastic and put it in the garbage bin. And remember the sunscreen, because, you know, we you have to put your sunscreens, right? Because, you know, people used to call me like brown or black, right? Yeah. They say, oh, why you need sunscreen? Because I asked him, you know, so curious. I have a good melanin. I say, mm-hmm. you know, why I do need, you know, a sunscreen? Because it's not even 40 degrees C in New Zealand.
Maybe you think you already got burned?
Yeah, because how I can get burned in a 40 degrees C, you know, in like 25 degrees C? Because be honest, like I came from, you know, Sri Lanka, which is very close to the equator, and it does have 40 degrees C over there. The temperature over there is very less than the temperature in New Zealand, right? But we still never get burned, or we never get, you know, that much of, you know, radiation there. But when I learned that the New Zealand does have ocean depletion, that means, you know, that there was a biggest hole in the entire space, right? Yeah. So that's why we have a increased UV radiation, right? That's why we have increased radiation, so more likely for us to get a skin cancer, right? So that's why we used to put sunscreen so that we can protect ourselves from UV radiation.
Yeah.
Right? So
it's all about the 70, you know, it comes down to 70, 70 to yourself, 70 to your family, and all the knowledge that you need to stay safe is all you need.
Yeah, and enjoying it, right? And, you know, and just asking the question, how many of you, because if you're listening to the radio, you might be, you know, asking yourself, have you ever visited any other places? You know, have you ever visited to the 90 Mile Beach, right, which is like up on the end of the north, right, which also shows the mixture of the Tasman Sea with the Pacific, right? And, you know, if you have visited there, they do have a sand dune as well, so you can go on, so you can pop in the sand dune and you can just rush down from the top to the ground. And, you know, you can enjoy being on the holiday and just spend time there and ask yourself, what do you want it to do? Plan your holiday a lot, right? Because most often people who don't plan, they might not understand the weather, because, you know, you can't predict the weather in Israel, honest.
That's one of the issues, weather in New Zealand, it changes every day.
And
make sure when you're going out, you need to check the weather.
Yeah, and, you know, bring everything, you know, in handy. You know, bring your umbrella or bring extra clothing, extra layer.
Just in case.
Just in case. Because what happened was that we were thinking that it was going to be, you know, summer. And then we've been to the Tongariro Alpine Crossing, right, to the National Park area. And then I was doing the hiking, you know, it was like 8 hours. And it was like 2,000 meter higher from the seabed, right? When I go to the top, and it was so freezing. We didn't bring anything there, and I can't even put the, because I had a normal jacket, right? I can't even put it because it's so freezing. My hands were so cold.
That's
so
a bad experience, eh?
Yeah, so, you know, it's unpredictable to the weather. It's what's going to be on the down to compare to what's going to be on the up. So when you're climbing on the mountain, just remember to have extra gears and remember to have extra clothing, right? Also pack some food as well and more water, because water is very important.
Yeah, don't get carried away by the, you know, if it is sunny, by the time you're trying to leave, then the weather will change maybe, you know, in 1 hour later, 2 hours later, you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
So it's good to carry extra clothing and extra stuff.
It's also, you know, important to be prepared for your journey, or be prepared for your, you know, trip, compared to not being prepared for it. You know, carry something as a first aid box as well, because, you know, I used to have that, you know, small box. You can buy them in the shops as well. It's kind of a small first aid kit. Yeah. You can put it in the car and just put it in the car and then, you know, lock the car in so that you can just, you know, be there. It's going to be there, right? If something happens, so you can always take it out always dust it, and, you know, even make sure you do have, you know, your emergency contact and details. You can even lock in your phone, right? Put those details on your phone, right? Make sure if something happened to you that, you know, someone can be contacted, right? Or tell someone that, you know, that you are going for, you know, or hiking, or going for a beach, or going for a swimming, because you might have heard about stories what has happened in Piha, right? Because there was a couple of people who are missing in the Piha, right? I don't want to terrorize your holiday.
Okay. We will come back. I think we can go for a break, and then we play Bala by Basako Koyote from Mali.
Yeah, so
I think it's in French, but I don't know, but the music is so sweet.
Yeah, just listen to the music, you know, it's going to be your holiday playlist. You can add to your holiday playlist.
The music does not need a translation.
Yeah, it does not need a translation.
Just go with the tune.
Yeah.
We will be back after the break. Basuku Kayote from Mali singing Bala.
Yeah, and that's very cool music, to be honest. And, you know, it just make your playlist as well when you're driving. You know, I do like to listen different kind of music.
Yeah, me too. I like Middle Eastern, you know, from Lebanon, from Syria, from Egypt.
I like the hype that they have, you know, all the music, you know, from, you know, even if it's from Middle East, they do have the hype of the music. You know, you can even understand the level of the music that they have, and you can do car karaoke, because I love car karaoke. To be honest, you know, if you drive with your family, or, you know, even with your family, just spend time very clearly.
And and I have a lot of CDs, you know, the old CDs about the country music. I think I'm the only black man listening to country music. So I just love them.
Yeah, because
They are very meaningful, you know, they convey a lot of messages.
Yeah, and they're very simple as well, because the country music have that essence of simplicity, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I like, you know, the way that they could be able to sing with very low of music.
Yeah.
And they also you know, soul play as well, because you know, all the guitarists or you know, all the playlists, they also play and sing, and they also have only one or two instrumentals with their music, right? It's kind of a solo music, but with all one or two instrumentals with that. So I kind of like those playlists, and you know, just add them and make them a playlist. You know, yeah, you know, if you do have a son or if you do have a brother or sister, just ask them, you know, what music you guys like, and make a playlist before you pop into the car to travel.
I was on the road one day, and one guy was listening. You know, it turned it high. To the high volume, and he was listening to Congolese music. And when I look at him, he's not even African. I said, how do you listen to that? He said, man, I just love Congolese music. I said, that's good.
You know that you know, dancing and driving is restricted in New Zealand. So it's illegal to drive by eating or dancing. You know, you cannot do any acts when you're driving. So if you're you are restricted to the car karaoke.
Yeah. It's good to listen to the music while driving, but you know, keep the volume down.
Yeah,
don't make it very high.
Yeah,
you are risking yourself.
Yeah, and you know, if you happen to see, you know, a police that's next to you, just say hi and be friendly to them, right? Yeah. And if they stop you and just say, how are you, sir? You know, do you guys fine? Just ask them, how are you, how they feel?
Yeah.
You know, just because the New Zealand police are very friendly. Right?
Very friendly. Very, very friendly.
Yeah, and they don't show you the gun, you know, straight right, so they will just come to you and ask you for your driving license, you know, ask you how long you're driving, where you're heading. Yeah. Just answer them honestly, right?
And if they tell you to blow that thing, don't resist.
Don't resist, you know, just be honest and don't drink and drive, because
it's
not good.
It's not good for you.
It's not good even for you and for your family. Because
and
the
for
people
your family
were,
and for the people on the road as well.
Yeah, for the road as well. It's someone who's going to be third party that you don't even know of, but they might be affected by the way that you drive, right? So just be careful on the road, and
that's what I always tell my friends. Say, if you text something, just let me know. I will pick you up. You know,
it's all
about safety.
It's all about safety, and also exchange driving, because I used to see those people who try to drive too long a period.
Yeah,
and if they drive like 8 hours continuously, it never works like that. Or you know, you have to take breaks.
Yeah,
right. So
there
is like, you know, the stoppings on the street, because you see the motorway 1 or State Highway 21. If you used to go on the state highways, you still see petrol stations or, you know, coffee center or villages that, you know, on your way. So you can stop there and take a break, you know, every 2 to 3 hours, right? Just have a break before you take the journey, because it's very important for your driver to be healthy, right? If he's driving continuously for 8 hours, it's just gonna, you know, I know that, you know, people wanted to get into Wellington very quickly, but just be honest, like, you don't want to risk yourself by driving in a street, you know, continuously without taking a rest.
Yeah,
right?
That's not good. There was a time I drove, I think it was between the state of Tennessee and Minnesota, and it was 16-hour drive, and I was alone by myself, and the weather was so bad.
It was
crazy. And you cannot see anything. It was a snow storm thing, kind of a thing. It's slippery, it's so dangerous, you cannot see anything. And then a police officer stopped me. Hey, man, are you all right? I say, yeah, I'm fine. Say, no, you're not all right. Say, yeah, I'm not all right. Say, why you are driving at this time? And it was announced that nobody can drive at this time.
Yeah. Because
I say I didn't listen to the news. I did not turn on my radio.
Yeah, put your radio as well.
This is not safe for you.
Yeah, and so, you know that even right now, because I was like last time when I was driving back to Hamilton or National Park, I happened to see that there was post on the road that does say that there was a radio for the traffic, right? So you can even tune into the radio, and then you know you can listen to it. If you tune in, you know, if you put your auto, it will automatically get you to a radio that can be listened on the way, right? It never changed.
And if you are using your Google Map too, you know, it will give you breaks where it says, you know, the weather is. It will give you updates on the weather and on the road. If the road is too bad, it will tell you.
Yeah, and it's way better, because if you listen to a constant radio, they could just let you know that there is something that's happening, or there was an accident at the front.
Yeah.
So you can, you know, take a bit of a slow down before you speed up to the street, you know, to the road, because you might be driving 100 kilometers per hour, right, on the motorway. And if you do so, you wouldn't, if you don't listen to them, suddenly there was an accident that you couldn't brake. You know, you don't want to just go and just bam in.
Yeah, it's all about, you know, avoiding some things that can happen.
Yeah, and
you know, just simply avoid them by acting right.
Yeah, and just being safe, right?
Yeah, and just, being safe.
Yeah, just being safe, you know. I think if my bad memory about driving on motorway was, there was one time that they had a Wellington to Auckland. I was like coming from Wellington to Auckland. And there was one road that, they do have two alternate roads nowadays, right? There was a new road that was put back to from Wellington to Auckland. There was one motorway that go to Taranaki.
Okay.
Right? So I've been to the Taranaki way, and then I have been to the Taranaki, I think, I don't know what name of the mountain, but it was a mountain slide. It's near to the beach, right? It doesn't have any barrier on the side. So I was like, all right, so I'm going to go up and coming down, right? It was so scary. My mom was right next to me, and she was like, Joby, you're going to kill me today. And I was like, no, I'm not, you know, I'm going to be driving at like 20. Because if I'm driving at like 50 or 60, even 50 or 60, it would be so dangerous over there, because it's called Cliff Road, and it does not have any barriers on the side.
Oh, okay.
And you can very likely to just put your car down through to the beach, and you can go and
you can just go.
Yeah, so you can go to the planet, out of the planet.
But whenever you are driving, make sure you read the signs on the road.
Yeah, and you know,
maybe if the sign is telling you that road is close ahead of you,
yeah,
you never know, or maybe it's telling you something else. But it's good to read the signs.
Yeah, and just be aware of the, you know, also be aware of the speed limit. You know, that sometimes they also change, right? Because, you know, I thought that I was on the motorway, and suddenly it was 20, right? And I was like, all right, is the motorway or is 20? And then I was being careful, so I slowed down to a 20. Right. Mm-hmm. If I wasn't slowing down, so if I would have been somewhere else now. Right.
There was this news from South Carolina yesterday on News Channel 3. It cracked me up. There was this guy driving at the speed of 85 miles per hour.
Damn.
And he was rushing his wife to hospital because she was about to deliver.
Oh, damn.
And then the police saw him, and then he chased him. And then he stopped. He said, what is happening? He said, I'm rushing my wife to hospital to deliver. He said, are you sure he's about to deliver? He said, yeah. And while they are talking, you know, the baby is coming out.
Oh, damn.
And then the police officer ended up being, you know, assisting with the delivery.
Oh, my God. But you know that it's because if you stuck, like, you know, an event that you got into a crash or you were injured anyway, because, you know, it might take ambulance to reach you, because I do know that at some places it's so hard for ambulance to reach you up.
Yeah.
And, you know, don't take things on your hand. Maybe you could just, I know that most people in New Zealand, you know, especially people work in shops, they are mostly first rate trained, right? If you are near to a beach or near to a shop that they were open during night, just go and ask them, can you do a first aid before the ambulance comes?
Before that. And then when I saw that news from South Carolina, I was thinking, oh, so many people see police as enemy, but they don't see the other side of friendship.
Yeah, you know, there is a good side of, you know, the police. Even here,
he can help you if you see the police. Don't see him as an enemy. He's always a good friend.
Because I used to see that most of the problems comes in when you don't cooperate. Right, be just frank and just be cooperatable, and they will be just see, all right, this person is being honest and, you know, being cooperatable. And if you are being, you know, cooperating to the police to do their job, and that's pretty much all right. If you just say, all right, I don't want to give anything to you, or I don't want to give you a license, I don't want to, you know, even talk to you, and that's going to be nasty, because, you know, this, you might just, you know, troubling the police, not doing their job. They might be searching for someone else.
Then you might be trying to act, and then they will come for you.
Yeah, and
but you are not the first target. It's your behavior that took you there.
Yeah, and that's a waste of time for the police as well, right? Because they waste time on someone who is innocent but who was struggling not to cooperate.
And also you are wasting resources too.
Yeah. you know, and it's just be there. That's gonna take, you know, 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, if the police comes after you, just stop. Don't try to speed.
Yeah, don't try to escape. Just stop.
And then be yourself. Answer any questions from them and be honest. Yeah, you know, they know why they stop you. There's no way to hide.
There
are cameras around too.
Yeah, and so just be honest and be also cooperative and just be friendly.
Right? Yeah, just be friendly. They're very good people.
Yeah, that's all what matters during holidays, you know. Just be on the safe on the roads. That's main thing that we always tell people. Just be safe on the roads. You know, if you're a younger kid, you know, younger person, you are listening to the radio, just be mindful of your speed. You know, don't too much speed up. Right? It's not worth your life.
Not too high music. Don't text and drive.
Yeah, and remember,
don't drink and drive.
So have you, Gaulak, have you ever been to, you know, a mountain or riverside?
No.
You know that New Zealand does have, you know, a lot of mountain all around, even in South Island, even in, you know, North Island. We just have, you know, for example, National Park is, you know, the Mount Taranaki, right? Those are major mountain sites that people used to visit to. And they also have the higher, you know, higher rate of accidents because people don't bring, you know, proper gears, right? And sometimes that if you even go to a riverside or hanging out, you might, you know, remember their campfire site as well, because, you know, they do have a fire zone, right? Every site in New Zealand, they always put that whether, you know, what the rate of the fire today, because sometimes it is good to have a camping fire, but it's not good to have camping fire because if it's too dry, right? So if you do camping fire, it can cause the entire fire just spreading out all around the forest. Right, and if you're camping around for a site or camping around a native site, you know, somewhere that, you know, away from the whole urban thingy, and just remember to be careful about, you know, how to play with fire, you know, also be safe, you know, just be stick together, right, because don't go alone with, you know, someone and being lost, because I know people getting lost because there were some places that you don't even have coverage.
Yeah.
Right, because I learned about the story about, you know, two couples who've been to South Island, and, you know, the husband and wife, they've been with, you know, husband and wife for their honeymoon, and they've been to South Island, they ended up to the mountain side, but they didn't have any signal on their phones, so they were pretty much lost, right? They didn't know where to go in the South Island, because Mount Sound is like, you can hike there for 3 to 4 days.
No, that's not good.
Yeah, so, you know, so it's very remote site, right? I think there's only the Vodafone, they made a SOS system that if something has happened, that you can give a trigger to, you know, alert the, you know, alert the rescue. The search and rescue take a longer time to find you if you were lost in the middle of the forest or if you are lost in the middle of the mountain. Because it's a mountain side, right? It's not easy to spot you because all the trees are on the top, right? And if you get lost, remember that you can do signs, like, you know, you can write SOS, right? Or you can, you know, make a little fire or smoke. Maybe a smoke is way better compared to making a fire. So you just alert them to the people who are on the top who are going to find you. They might say, all right, these people are in trouble, and they can pop in and just help you, right? So just be there and, you know, be calm, right? And know that how to be able to survive and bring the first aid kits and everything.
Yeah, and if you see somebody on the road who needs help, you know, offer your best help. Yeah, because we need one another.
Be friendly.
We are a community. You know, be friendly. Give your help to anyone. Yeah, and I think we can have a break, and then we'll come back. We will play you Maurice Madoni. He's from artist from Algeria, singing Allah Khasa.
I
don't know what that means, but the music is nice too.
Yeah, that's Algerian music as well. I like how they play the instruments or the beat as well. So pretty much just listen to the music.
Just listen to the music, and we will be right back. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Bye. شتني جديدة برك عليها هذا القاعدة شحد منيتها شتني جديدة برك عليها مباركة ومسعودة أهلا وسهلا أهلا بيكم أهلا وسهلا أهلا بيكم فرحتوا قلبي نفرح بيكم ومشيتوا يا حبابي يا محلى اليوم أهلا وسهلا أهلا بيكم Chers amis, de vous voir là, tous réunis, j'en suis heureux, j'en suis ému, quant aux absents, qu'ils soient bénis, ce n'est que remis. Ahlan wa sahlan, ahlan bikoum, ahlan wa sahlan, ahlan bikoum, farahtou qalbi, nafrah bikoum. ومشيتوا يا حبايبي يا محلى اليوم اهلا وسهلا اهلا بيكم
see the music. That's so cool. You're back on live, and it's Planet FM 104.6 is ARCC's resale radio, and you are listening to Joby
and Galuak, and we are talking about how to be safe during the holiday.
Yeah, and how you spend your time on your holiday. Just be honest, you know, how do you feel about just being in, because I dream about my holiday when I was, you know, after a year here, right? Because I was resettled to a country, and everyone talked about how New Zealand was beautiful, and then I was like imagining at one time how it's likely for me to just be in, you know, a remote forest, because it's more, we don't have any reptiles here, so there was no snake, to be honest, right? No snake or, you know, no leeches, you know, no harmful reptiles that you can see in a forest.
Yeah.
So you can literally sleep in a forest. So I thought about, all right, if I'm going to go on a holiday, I would like literally go and just sleep in the grass, you know, and just sleep there and make a tent and have a small camp, you know, and just spend time. And my morning would be just having a normal coffee and sit down with people, not using my mobile phone especially. Right?
Keep it off.
Yeah, because sometimes it wouldn't work as well because they wouldn't have any 3G there, right? So literally you wouldn't have no 3G or no internet services. So you're pretty
much doing it the old way.
Yeah, so it's kind of old way. And it's just to give you time to be with your family and also open and speak.
Also,
right?
It's good to be away from the technology sometimes.
Yeah. And
this is controlling our life nowadays.
Yeah, and I like that because I've been to, I think in Taranaki, that I've been to an eco village and they pretty much had, you know, zero electricity. There was no electricity, and you know, there was no mobile phone, and you cannot use, you know, any resources that they have, no Wi-Fi at all, right? And they also have a very eco-friendly system, even for the toilet, right? Yeah. They have eco-friendly toilets, and they also have own gardening, so you can go and just garden when you camp in the place for eco village. It was very creative, and I was like, oh, this is so cool, because this gave ourselves, because it was like at 1 o'clock in the morning that, you know, no one could sleep, because you know, be honest, it's no electricity, how you can even sleep. And there was people that we couldn't even sleep, we couldn't get adjusted to the place. And then we made a small campfire, and then we happened to sing songs, right, and having to share each other's story. And it was so good because, you know, we were like so new friends, right? And some of them were international students, and they happened to be, you know, coming from outside of New Zealand. And we started sharing our childhood stories, you know, childhood memories. Yeah. You know, it was so funny, and it was so, you know, so good that we had a very good time just being away from the virtual world.
You may be a student, you know, you have been studying too hard, you have never got away from your books, and it's good to, you know, to get out and have fun and forget about what you have been doing. And when you come back, you have a refreshed mind. At least maybe you come with a different mindset, and maybe you have met some friends, you know, who will be a part of your life. You never know.
Yeah, and you know, it's also de-stressing yourself, because you know, there's a lot of, you know, you might not have the enough time that you might have spent with your family during a year, because that was totally true to myself. And you know, I didn't have the chance to spend time with my family, so this holiday might be something that I would be able to spend time with them. Yeah. So that if something going with the families that you are struggling to share, because you know, most often that, you know, people don't share between family members, it's very important to have a close relationship with your brother or sister or your mother or your father. Just being open and being free and sharing and showing love.
Yeah, it's pretty much, because relationship is something to be built.
Yeah,
be built on.
And it's also the bond that gets so stronger, right, over time.
Yeah, true.
And, you know, and if you are a father, you are taking your son on a trip and your daughter on a trip, you can teach them some survival skills, teach them some how to make a tent, you know, so, you know, so you can even build bond between each other, right, because it's a holiday for them as well. They wanted to have a good time, right, and they wanted to spend time with the family as well. And if you do so, it will, you know, bring the bond together and also refresh yourself. Right, because you can get you all the stress, forget about all the work, you know, don't even think about what your HR gonna tell you, right? You know, HR means the human resource manager.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't you know, don't worry about anything about your head. Execute is going to tell you, you know, just turn off your phone. If they even call you, just don't answer.
Yeah. And also, if you are not going anywhere and you live within Auckland, you can follow ARCC Facebook because there are a lot of community activities there. So you can come along and have fun with other communities. It's good to get out there and, you know, other communities which for what they are doing.
And ARCC also have, after New Year, they do have events and, you know, all the communities are organizing events. And, you know, you would be more likely to just, you know, go and just meet new people and making new friends.
I know in January there will be some events by Burmese communities and Pakistani communities and, you know, the Rwandan communities and most resettlement communities will have a lot of events in January.
Yeah, so, and it's being colorful, right?
Yeah.
So if you could just be so colorful, just meeting different people, that's something that's being amazed, right? And I really like to, you know, make friends with someone who does not belong to my own culture. That's because I learned a lot by, you know, being with someone who wasn't belong to myself because, you know, I always stick with that circle.
And that's what they say, get out of the box.
Yeah,
you know?
Out of, you know, your
box, comfort zone.
And, you know, and just be able to there and just make new friends and also, you know, make them feel inclusive and comfortable. Because I used to see that if I feel, you know, isolated or if I feel constricted, you know, I feel that if someone who was, you know, making me feel like that. Why? Because they are not just coming and just being open and talking to me, right? I would like that if New Zealand community just, you know, being there and just, there is people who are in New Zealand community.
Yeah, one of the reasons why we came to this country is because of the isolation and insecurity.
Yeah.
And here we get included and you have a voice and then you have a space and there's a lovely community around you.
Yeah.
And you are very secure. To say the least. So it's now your part, you know, to get involved.
And it's also being able to, you know, showcase yourself and express your identity, right? I feel more likely because I was, I think that it was before the radio as well. I was telling that, you know, I wanted to have my cultural dress being worn during my graduation so that, you know, I can represent my culture and my identity for the first time in front of many people because most people wear, a fancy coat, which is so costly because the graduation is so costly, right? Just be honest. Right. So, you know, expressing yourself is something that's very important to yourself. So if you, you know, happen to be, you know, say that I couldn't be able to make a trip and finding so difficult, there is good, cool events that you can talk to, you know, just go to ARCC, jump onto the Facebook page.
Yeah,
you
can just go to the website, Facebook page, and then you can find other links, you know, and there are so many community organizations out there having activities, youth activities, a lot of events, and then, you know, you don't need a ticket to get there, just show up.
Yeah, just show up, and, you know, some of the other community members as well, you know, from recent communities, you know, especially from Fiji background, that they wouldn't, you know, if they are here for first year, because I couldn't even to make a trip during my first year in New Zealand, because, you know, I was just settling in, and, you know, my financial capability was not being able to make a trip outside of Auckland, so they might be just residing here for a year, and they wouldn't be able to just make a trip as well. So, just, you could just pop in and just talk to them, or have fun with them, just in a, you know, even Auckland have a lot of beaches, so you can just bring them to a beach. And, having fun time, that would be pretty cool, right? And I just love it as
but, you know, but don't forget, whenever you get out to the beach, please read the signs.
Yeah, just
read the signs.
Yeah, and just be safe around.
There are some of them are written red and some of them green, so those are the signs, you know, something is not right if it is red.
Yeah.
So you need to pay attention to that. We remember last year we had an accident, a Burmese family that got drowned.
Yeah, they got drowned.
Yeah. And there were signs there, but they just ignored them.
Yeah, no.
And because the beach was closed down, and they just came anyway. Because they didn't read the signs that what happened.
Yeah, and if you are even, you know, going for swimming in the beach, just be careful of, you know, to swim around the region that, you know, all the lifeguards, they will put two red flags.
Yeah.
If you can see two red flags, just swim between them.
Yeah.
Right? Don't swim, you know, outside of those two.
And if you see the lifeguards, have a chat with them, you know.
Yeah. Just say hi and introduce yourself. If they don't see you again, they will know that you're just inside the beach. But they would be more likely to just jump in and just, you know, find you compared to just, you know, just don't say hi. Just say hi on the first time that you're getting in and just say hi.
And when you are leaving. At least they will know somebody came and left.
Yeah, and came and left, you know. So just be around and also take care of your children. If they are just going for swimming, just be around them. Mm-hmm. Just make sure that they are on a place that they can, you can see them, that they are around there, right? So it would be more safer. And, you know, just make sure that being safe, you know, also wearing the life jacket, because sometimes, because I do see, you know, Pihar is not, you know, Pihar Beach, it does have waves that are more likely for surfing compared to swimming. Mm. So those beaches are most likely not recommended for swimming.
Yeah.
Right?
And don't go and
swim there.
Yeah, don't go.
Because if it does say that on the board is not for swimming, just be aware that it's not for
And the good thing is to check it online before even you leave.
Yeah, and use the Met service. Because Met service, do you have all the weather forecast and all the alert service?
Yeah.
And even Department of Conservation, they do have, their website of telling them that some places they don't, you know, if you go for hiking as well, because last year that when we were going to Pinnacles to climb the mountain, and we happened to see, you know, spaces that were restricted because it does say that the bridge was broken or being repaired, right? So they alerted us before that, you know, we go to the track. They said this track is almost closed that you cannot get access to. And we were like, all right, so we can't even go into it. So we choose the other tracks, or which is way better because you pre-plan it before
that's
being lost and you cannot return because the bridge was broken. You can have to, because it's being honest, like if you go on a hiking board and you have a bridge that is broken and you have to walk all the way on the 8 hours back, that is so hard because it's just one way. Some tracks are one way, they are not two-way tracks, right? So if you go one way in 8 hours and then one bridge is broken, you cannot
then
cross,
you might not find your way back.
Back home, because you're gonna do another 8 hours, so it's already almost a whole day that you are spending.
And then you will cost New Zealand millions of dollars to get you.
Right?
So just do the right thing. You know, stay safe.
Yeah, and just be cool with it, and don't worry too much about it. But just be safe. It's important to pre-plan and being safe, right? And you know, that's something that always be careful to, right? And you know, just remember that, you know, I think that it was one time that I was being with, you know, a couple of my friends, and we went to, you know, to the Taranaki, and closer to the Taranaki, and we went to all the lavender fields, and also have been to, you know, the couple of camping sites, and we happen to see, you know, some of the foreigners or international people that who happen to be there, and they, you know, some of them from Sweden, Netherlands, and they were like, you know, traveling here as international travelers. And, you know, they help them out as well, because they sometimes do not even know what happening in New Zealand. They might not know anything. They might just like you, you know.
And I think we are coming to the end of the program. And stay safe and,
and
be well on the road.
Yeah, be aware of it. And, you know, just don't worry. Just don't pressure.
We will end with music from Lebanon.
Yeah.
All the way from Middle East. Shat Iskandaria.
Yeah, and see you guys next week, right?
Yeah.
And just be there, and it's Planet FM 104.6.
Just make sure you follow the Facebook for ARCC to know all the events going on there. Yeah, bye. That's Farouz Shat Iskandaria from Lebanon. So, it's a good song, eh?
Yeah, and just being quick, just because we are getting to the end of the time, so just be quick and just be safe and just be there.
Yeah, be safe, be well, don't drive, don't text, please. If the police comes after you, stop and smile, just wave and smile.
Yeah, and just be enjoy friendly. Your holidays.
Yeah, just be happy.
Our show for this week.
Take care until next Saturday, same time, 10 to 5, on Planet FM 104.6.
And on the web, www.plantaudio.org.nz/reset.